Malaria is a devastating disease. The World Health Organization estimates there could be as many as 500 million new cases this year. Think about that number. If all those cases were in North America, it would mean every single person on this continent would have the disease. Scientists are making progress in the fight against malaria. In recent weeks, there have been reports about new drugs, new information about the parasite that could lead to a vaccine against the disease, and new approaches to fighting the Anopheles mosquito that transmits the malaria parasite. NPR's Joe Palca has this roundup of the new developments.
Anopheles gambia is the species of mosquito largely responsible for spreading malaria through Africa. Geneticist Lawrence Zweibel is trying to figure out how the mosquito decides what to bite. This is a critical question, says Zweibel, since there are two species of Anopheles in Africa that both transmit malaria, but one only likes cows and the other only likes people.
So this decision to bite a human as opposed to biting a cow makes one mosquito the most dangerous animal on the planet, and its sibling species completely harmless.
So Ibell says an Anopheles mosquito uses odors to make its decision on what or whom to bite.
It uses vision, it uses heat, but most flying insects, with some exceptions, are smelling machines, if you will.
Anopheles doesn't use its nose to smell. Instead, there are odor receptors on the mosquito's antennae. Zweibel and his colleagues at Vanderbilt University in Nashville are trying to find the genes that give Anopheles a sense of smell.
We believe that by getting these genes, we can identify compounds that will be very effective repellents, that even will be effective attractants, so that, for instance, we can attract mosquitoes into the mosquito motel where they check in but they never check out.
New strategies for stopping Anopheles is one of the key goals in coping with malaria. Another is finding new drugs to treat people who are infected. The malaria parasite infects red blood cells and kills them. This leads to high fever, organ failure, and in more than a million cases a year, death. The search for new drugs has become more urgent recently, since many strains of the malaria parasite have developed resistance to existing drugs. French researcher Henri Vial has found a possible replacement for these older drugs. Vial says one thing that's impressive about his new compound is how fast it kills the malaria parasite.
It kills very quickly. That is, only 4 hours of contact are enough to kill the parasite.
Killing the parasite quickly is important, since the parasite can infect huge numbers of red blood cells in a very short space of time. The new compound is also extremely potent, requiring only minute quantities to do its work. As he reported in a recent issue of the journal Science, Vial has already shown the drug can cure infected monkeys.
Showing efficacy against malaria in monkeys is a really big step.
Philip Rosenthal is also developing new drugs to treat malaria. Rosenthal says a drug that works in monkeys could soon be ready for testing in humans. Vial's drug works by blocking the parasite's ability to make certain components it needs to survive. Rosenthal is taking a different approach. He and his team at the University of California, San Francisco are looking at drugs that block an enzyme called a protease the parasite needs to extract nourishment from the cells it infects.
The idea is to develop protease inhibitors that can effectively block the development of malaria parasites, but not be toxic to humans.
In addition to developing new drugs, Rosenthal says researchers are also investigating whether a combination of old drugs will work better against the malaria parasite than any single drug could. But better medicines, as important as they are, aren't enough to solve the malaria problem. Malaria researcher Stephen Hoffman says ultimately a vaccine will be needed. Hoffman, a vice president at the biotech company Celera, says the search for an effective vaccine got a large boost recently by the completion of a project to sequence all the DNA in the malaria parasite's genome.
Prior to having the genomic sequence, we were operating out of ignorance. Now, that doesn't mean that good drugs weren't developed and good insecticides weren't developed. It does mean that no vaccines were developed.
Hoffman says the reason a malaria vaccine hasn't been developed is that the parasite uses many different genes to elude destruction by the human immune system. Right now, researchers only know the identities of some of the crucial genes. The complete sequence should assist in the search for more of those genes. Even with 500 million new cases and 1 to 3 million deaths each year, malaria has been a neglected disease. But the pace of new research findings has picked up in the last few years. Sequencing the malaria genome makes it more likely that researchers will find a way to beat back this disease. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.